I'm not afraid of Donald Trump. He's a bully. I've dealt with older white guys trying to keep me down my whole life, my whole career.
You have fear for your career after this storm dies down?
Absolutely. I don't think I will have a career after this. I'm going to be honest, he broke me. And then I was like, no, this isn't right. It's just not right. And I apologized because that was the right thing to do and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing and I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this and they're making it about Barron. And I started to see what was really happening. And then it was a mob mentality pile-on. And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows, they're scared. So yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna get arrested today. I don't know.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I call pure entertainment. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. Happy Friday. We made it. Kathy Griffin did not. And I'll explain more as the program unfolds. As per usual, the phone number here, if you'd like to reach me, 800-222-5222. Or my email, sam@samnation.com. This today was quite a spectacle, but not necessarily for the reasons that you would believe. Do you know who her lawyer is? Yeah, the gal that set up the news conference, the presser today. So Kathy Griffin's lawyer is named Lisa Bloom. Now, Lisa Bloom is probably one of the most famous man-hating liberal agitators there are. And by the way, too, a tremendous anti-fan of the Trumpster. Did you know she's Gloria Allred's daughter? I don't know. A lot of people don't realize this. So yeah, Lisa Bloom, Gloria Allred's daughter. There is a resemblance. Not just physically. And Lisa Bloom's famous. I mean, this is a lady who's gone after O'Reilly. She's gone after Hannity. She's got a thing. A visceral hatred for Fox News. She's represented, I believe, at least one of the victims of Bill Cosby. So she describes herself as a civil rights attorney. But this, I'll tell you, she used Kathy Griffin. I would say she exploited Kathy Griffin to get her own agenda across. Everywhere you go today, you're going to hear these. They are sad and pathetic clips of Griffin just losing her stuff on national television. I mean, the world came to a screeching halt. I mean, the people were tuning into this thing. And of course, when you look at the press conference itself and the substance of it, I mean, please, you got a comedian who, yes, has an absolute right to speak her mind and has a First Amendment and da da da. I get it, of course. She made it was a tasteless joke. And she's suffering some of the consequences of it. That's it. That's the issue. She apologized. She's going to catch some flack. If I were her crisis counselor, I would have told her to leave it at the apology and to lay low. Now, there is an aside here. The aside is that certain lawyers, their currency are these public spectacles. It's how they get business. It's how they promote themselves. It's how they are relevant. You know, the joke with Gloria Allred, I don't know her, but we have mutual friends and, you know, she's been around a long time. I had a friend of mine tell me, you know, he was talking to Gloria and a camera showed up and it was just like, pew. Gloria just runs right toward the camera. This is the shtick, right? You get in front of the cameras and you use whatever drama is going on to advance your brand. So she brings Kathy Griffin up there, and Lisa Bloom right, or her erstwhile lawyer, is that she's the one up there who delivers a long pontification on what are the issues here that are facing her client. And these pontifications are totally 100% political and very little to do with what Griffin actually did or didn't do. I'll give you a taste of just a couple of things here that Bloom said before Kathy even got up and gave her blubbering non-response, take back of her apology, sad display of nonsense. Have a listen.
Kathy has endured the most powerful man in America and his family using their power to target her and her employers after she apologized. The president took a break from his busy schedule of tweeting nonsense words to target her satire, calling her sick. Melania Trump, who has remained silent about her husband's effort to deny health care to 24 million Americans, cut Meals on Wheels and Planned Parenthood, chose to break her silence on news events to personally challenge Kathy's mental health. Donald Trump Jr. took a break from killing leopards and elephants to hound CNN and its anchors on Twitter to try to get them not just to fire her, but to ban her from the network where she has worked for 10 years entirely.
Now, the rich irony here is that Lisa Bloom spends most of her career hounding advertisers of conservative media people and conservative pundits and getting their advertisers to bail on them. So she's very familiar with the shtick. Now, the handful of tweets that went out from whatever. But notice the agenda that is put into it. Melania Trump, who has remained silent about her husband's effort to deny health care to 24 million Americans, cut Meals on Wheels and Planned Parenthood, broke her silence on news events to personally challenge Kathy's mental health. Look, she's a mom, all right? She's the first lady. She's a mom. I don't think Melania Trump's a particularly political person. This is a non-starter. It's not the defense of it. I'm looking at it more as how do most Americans view this? That argument's a non-starter. But it's all about the agenda. And they try to make it, Bloom tries to make this about free speech. Again, moving away from the fact that it's just, and what am I supposed to say? It's just a tasteless joke. And it's not, like I said the other day, it's not a tasteless joke that just sort of slipped off the lips the way it does sometimes in radio and television where you're not working with the script, where you're talking. It's going to happen to me sooner or later if it hasn't already, and where you just say something and you just can't take it back in the moment. Well, I got Colin. He's like the fastest gun in the West. You know, he knows how to push that dump button. Worst comes to worst. But that he may not always be there to save me. So the point is, things like that happen. But here, this was a stunt that took some planning, right? I mean, at the very least, you had to put the ketchup on the head. You had to find the head. You got to do the thing. You set up the picture. And she talks about this in her press conference today, and she says, yeah, no, I thought it would be funny, and da-da-da, and she's explaining the backstory. The point is it wasn't funny. And nobody's talking about this, too, but it's not so much about Trump. It's the fact that, look, there have been a lot of innocent people who have had their heads cut off, okay? This whole imagery of a severed head is not particularly exciting in this era of Islamic terror where we have ISIS doing these little videos to promote their brand. And it's not about Trump. It really isn't. It's just a bad joke. But Bloom wants to take it back to Trump. And here is how she does it.
Just yesterday, Trump drafted a new order that would deny birth control benefits to hundreds of thousands of American women. His misogyny knows no bounds and cries out for all of us to express ourselves as forcefully as possible against him. It is Trump who should apologize for his blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever, disgusting comment, which he has never done, and for being the most woman-hating and tyrannical president in U.S. history.
Most woman-hating and tyrannical president in U.S. history. There we go. What does his misogyny have anything to do? Again, not accepting the premise of what Bloom is saying. She's using Griffin. She's using Kathy Griffin, her client, who is in a distressed state, right? She's up there just blah, 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 crying all over herself. And I'll get into the substance of what Kathy said in a minute because it's insane. Okay? I'm with Melania. Kathy Griffin is nuts. And Kathy Griffin was not a particularly likable person to begin with. My only real experience with her, I was struggling to even remember her name yesterday as I was talking about it, because my only real encounter with Kathy Griffin is from Seinfeld. I think a lot of you have that same experience. And she was probably one of the most annoying guest characters on the program, if you remember. So when hounding Jerry, doing her shtick, and incidentally, a lot of the stuff that she was doing back then with her, oh, Jerry, you're so evil. It was meant to be funny. If it were a caricature, if it were a caricature of, you know, this kind of man-hating woman comedian. But it turns out it isn't. You'll hear, I mean, look, this is why Kathy Griffin thinks that Trump is out to get her. This is why. Listen to this. It's just insane.
What's happening to me has never happened ever in the history of this great country, which is that a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the First Lady are personally trying to ruin my life forever. And this bully and this president of all people is going to come after me? He picked the wrong redhead. I am going to make fun of the president. And you know what? I'm going to make fun of him more now.
Yeah. And then she goes on and says, cut the crap. This wouldn't be happening to a guy. This is a woman thing. I'm just going to come out and say it. Sorry if you don't agree with me, but I live it. I'm 56 years old. She looks terrible for 56. I just want to say that right now. Gosh, my mom's going to be 70 in a week. And God, I'm grateful for my genes. Okay. Everywhere I play, there's a male promoter. There's a male who owns a theater. There's men everywhere. No, I'm adding that men everywhere bit. She goes, the people who sign my checks are white guys. They're usually older white guys. I've been living this my whole career. I've been fighting this. There's a bunch of old white guys trying to silence me. And I'm just here to say that that's wrong. Okay. I'm a big believer in what's good for one side is good for the other. I actually think that in spite of my own personal political orientation, I'm able to divorce it from what the reality of the world is. And this is something that I've developed in the practical world of business. In the practical world of business, there are certain rules. And one of the rules is money. It matters. So it's the same thing when Lisa Bloom is trying to take out O'Reilly. And by the way, they succeeded with that. And what did I tell you about it? It's the thing probably stinks to high heaven, whatever. But at the end of the day, the business, the company has a right to make a decision about who they have up there on the screen. Hey, I hate to break it to you. The way it works on TV and on radio is these companies don't put people on the screen or behind the mic just for the fun of it. They want you to listen. They want you to watch. If you're not watching, they don't make any money. That's it. So her problem was that she did something that was so distasteful and got so much attention for how distasteful it was that she poisoned her, I don't know, her likability. And her likability is what drives dollars. So CNN, you think that CNN is in cahoots with Trump to hurt Kathy Griffin? No chance. But instead, Lisa Bloom is up there. And this is maybe the lawyer in me talking. She's up there. She's banging on about Trump and how much she hates Trump and how horrible this is and it's sexism and this, that, and the other. And she's just using poor Kathy Griffin. I can't believe I'm saying this. I actually feel somewhat defensive of her. I was just using this poor, deranged person who's in a vulnerable state to advance her brand as a woman-hating, man-hating liberal hack. But I want to expand on this sexism thing. And I'm going to tell you why what Kathy did today is bad. It's just bad for young girls, women watching it everywhere. Terrible. Back right after this.
Talk Radio. 790.
KABC.
Sam Rojofsky back behind the Sam Nation microphone. Friday evening. We made it. The week is almost over. And boy, I bet that Kathy Griffin is glad the week is over. I'm telling you, the way that Lisa Bloom used this press conference was it was exploitative of her client. And she uses Griffin up there in this hot topic right now. To put her up there on the stage, get a lot of press on her, and then she spends most of the press conference was really Bloom talking and blabbing about how much she hates Trump. I'll give you an example of this. Because, and by the way, let me tell you what should have happened. What should happen, a lawyer ought to be doing what's best for her client. That's what. Do you know how many... Do you know how many high profile cases? And I'm not, this is not a boast. I'm just saying I right now have several deals I'm working on that I would be great for me to talk to you about. Would be great to promote myself with and my firm by telling you some of these things that we're doing. But it's not right for the client. It may be at some point later, but it's not right for the client. And by the way, what's the end game here? Have you thought about that? I always say follow the money. Well, where's the money? Do you think that Griffin, who just lost every job she has, is really, you know, keeps talking about how old she is and what a D-list, comedian she is and da-da-da-da-da? You think that she's paying this Bloom lady by the hour to do this? And what is she going to, are they going to sue Trump? No. This is just Bloom's doing this for publicity. And she made it about her. And this is how I know. Listen to this.
I will fight for her First Amendment right to create whatever art she chooses and oppose anyone who tries to punish her for it. And we will both continue to use our skills to resist Trump, whose budget would deny heat in the winter to poor people.
What does this have to do with
anything? Cut grants to help poor kids go to college.
What?
Cut funding for the arts. Cut NPR.
Big Bird.
Cut PBS. And cut medical research. We stand against his anti-science climate change denial and his dangerous withdrawal from the Paris Accord.
I don't like her use of the word cut. By the way, if you watch her, she makes Lorena Bobbitt look like a submissive. She's... Oh, I'm telling you, I don't feel safe with this lady. But nonetheless, she's using Griffin to give her own, spiel, her own, agenda. And makes it about herself. I don't like it one bit. The right play here, Griffin said her apology, was taking her hits, was losing her gigs, and the best thing she could do is just stay calm. You know, things like this blow over. They do, and especially, heavens, especially if you're a liberal. But we are, we are a forgiving country, and I'm hearing a lot of people on the right kind of sound off about all the different examples of where, you know, conservatives who've been targeted, and it's true. I mean, it's true. You know, people get hounded off the air. But that's, look, I actually think that this is a country of tremendous forgiveness, but you got to know how to handle the crisis. Best example is Trump and the tape. You know, I mean, even Trump, who never apologizes for anything, the tape came out. He recognized it was a big problem, and he got up and he filmed that groveling apology video. And then he had to just shake it off and move on. But he didn't get up anywhere and start crying, which is my point here. And some of you are not gonna like what I have to say, but I would not ever want my two daughters to act like Kathy. It is this tearful, blubbering mess of a human being complaining about how it's the men that are hurting. Are you kidding me? Take personal responsibility, woman. Male, female, bi, whatever. I don't care. Personal responsibility does not have a sex or gender. All right, John Wolfe, up next with the news. I'll be back after that.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We are live from the Sweet James Studios on the right side of the orange curtain. Los Angeles, can you hear me? 800-222-5222. And Sam at SamNation.com. Talking about this Kathy Griffin deal and how I believe that the real story here is just this, that Lisa Bloom, the lawyer that is representing Kathy, not exactly sure why, except to promote herself and to push her anti-Trump left-wing man-hating agenda on all of us. Yay! You want to see this? I loathe excuses. You know, I don't even know where to begin. That's what I know. This is a rare moment where I'm at a loss for words. Enjoy it. I know my wife probably is. Look, there are times in your life where things go wrong. And it's what you do. It's the steps you take that make a difference in your life and that get you out of it. That is what self-determination is. That is what your agency is. You are the leader of your life. And I absolutely, to me, the greatest disservice that the left does to all of us is that they win with certain members of society, the left is able to convince them that they are victims, that it is some external dark force that is keeping them back, that is holding them from progressing, from making it, from succeeding. And putting itself, I'm talking about the left now, putting that movement somehow in a place of power now, because we are your answer. That's what I'm not. Again, you have to understand, I grew up in the 80s. My mom was the breadwinner at home. She was and is a very talented person. And she certainly worked in a male dominated field. I never heard her come home and say, well, shoot, I lost that job because of sexism. And as a grown up, I've talked to her about some of these things, and I mean, of course it existed, but that was not her deal. My mom is not a victim. She doesn't walk around thinking, well, God, it's all those evil white dudes. I mean, here she was, an immigrant in this country with an accent, working hard. Maybe you identify with that. A lot of people do, but we don't hear from them. Instead, we hear from babbling idiots like Kathy Griffin. And just play that clip, Robbie. Listen to this, and I hope it makes you as upset as it does me.
Cut the crap. This wouldn't be happening to a guy. This is a woman thing, all right? I'm just going to come out and say it. And I'm sorry if you don't agree with me, but I live it. I'm 56 years old. Everywhere I play, there's a male promoter. There's a male who owns a theater. The people who sign my checks are white guys. They're usually older white guys. Okay. I've been living this my whole career. I've been fighting this. There's a bunch of old white guys trying to silence me. And I'm just here to say that's wrong.
Now, is it... I'm confused, right? Is it a woman thing? Is it a woman thing to do something as stupid as to have a severed head of a sitting president, covering it in ketchup and making a sick decapitation joke? I don't. Of course, that's not what she means. She means that it's a woman thing that everybody's ganging up on her. No, Kathy, you made a dumb move. You apologized for it. You're getting flack, which is what happens when you make a dumb move. Own it. But don't be a shameful, pathetic example of what it is to be a woman in this society. I would never, ever want my girls to act like this. It's embarrassing. Oh, if you don't agree with me, give me a call. Oh, we do have a caller. I will get to you, Todd. I'll get to you right after the break. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio, 790
KABC. 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I'll give you 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, one of the worst things about Kathy Griffin today was backtracking on her apology to Barron Trump. You know, because Barron's 11. He's watching TV. He sees his dad decapitated on the nightly news, and he was purportedly traumatized. And Kathy Griffin today was like, "Oh, but he's not supposed to be watching TV." You know, and Lisa Bloom, her lawyer, is saying even more stuff to that effect. Well, enterprising journalists have dug up an article going back to December. Not long ago, folks, not long ago. I count that 7, maybe 6 fingers on my 2 hands, depending on, let's see, December 9th. And here's her quote from it, talking about Trump and how she's going to go after him because she's a crusading resistor and a comedian extraordinaire. And she says, so I'm happy to deliver a beatdown to Donald Trump. And also to Barron. You know, a lot of comics are going to go hard for Donald. My edge is that I'll go direct for Barron. I'm going to get in ahead of the game. Sick. I say that as a parent. Sick. That's why he'll, you know, everybody, even people on the left are getting on her case. Okay, we got Todd. Todd from Whittier. What do you make of this?
A couple things. One is it's really bad for going after the kids, but that's just to be said. But yeah. My real statement here is if she thinks that she has a product that people want to buy, she can go ahead and raise money, rent a theater, and produce her own show. And if she thinks she's going to sell out, and she has all the risk and all the reward, she can do podcasts and get people to sponsor her. She can do YouTube and get people to sponsor her, start her own website and have people sponsor her and pay for it. I mean, there's ways if she thinks that she's funny and is a viable product that she can make money doing her thing. But I don't think that she is. I don't think people are going to touch it.
You're 100% right. And that's what I'm telling you. That's what I was explaining earlier is it's the economics of show business. You can, if you are working as an employee of CNN, which is what you're doing when you're doing the show with Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve, right? You're there to make CNN money, and CNN is making a business decision. Trust me, I said it before. CNN is not looking at her mocking Trump and going, wow, that is just awful. And for sure, you know, one of the things that kept coming up in this press conference, Trump is interfering with my livelihood. Oh, he's interfering with my livelihood. He's taking my jobs away. You think that CNN listens to DT, the Trumpster himself? Oh, yeah, Trump says fire her. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Sure thing. No. You're exactly right. It's about the money. So yep. If she wants to do gigs, if she wants to go, she's saying, oh, the biggest irony today is I got fired from a gig in Albuquerque. The libs are tone deaf. They don't get it because, I mean, let me tell you about this. She is looking down on Albuquerque. She's going, right. And they didn't even want me. Huh, I got booted from a gig in Albuquerque. And what they don't understand is her marketability with the decapitated head is probably better in New York City and Santa Monica. Again, I don't mean to pick on Santa Monica, but she's more marketable there than she is in Albuquerque or Texas or other places that are,
right,
you know, a little more traditional and conservative.
She can run up the Palladium and if she has the money to buy it out and do it
and make it an entrepreneurial thing on her own. And if she sells out, good for her. And if not, not. I really appreciate the call. Hang tight, please. I'm going to have Audrey get your details. We'll send you something from the show. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, exactly right. It's a great point. And she keeps talking about that. I don't have. Did you hear this part about it in the press conference? I don't have any studios behind me. I don't have any producers behind me. I don't have anybody behind me. Okay, well, maybe it's because you suck. Have you thought about that? I don't know what to tell you. Maybe it's because you're not that great of a comedian, or you're not that great of a businesswoman. Huh? But don't make it about all the old, rich, white men that are making your life miserable. That's BS. And we're going to call you on it here on Sam Nation. All right, folks, be back right after this.
Talk Radio 790
AABC.
Sam Rojofsky here. Okay, you are on the freeway. You're minding your own business. You're driving your car. You're listening to Sam Nation. You're loving life. Everything's great. When Kathy Griffin rear-ends you. I'm not going to do the voice. They're telling me it's a little too realistic. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. It's not my fault. She's going to blame rich white men, right? That's it's going to be what? It's going to be sexism. It's not the fact that she sucks as a driver and rear-ended you. It's going to be other people's fault. Of course. Because that's what liberals do. And so her insurance company go, oh, yep, it's sexism because that's what our insured says. And what you're going to do is you're going to get the most manly, tough, bad, you know what, lawyer named Sweet James Bergner. He's going to come in there with his testosterone and he is going to set the record straight. I'm struggling right now. I'm not going to lie. That's right. That's what you're going to need. Because you don't want other people's BS to make your bad situation worse. Get a lawyer that's going to fight for you, defend you, and not pull the kind of BS that this Lisa Bloom cat is pulling. All right. How do you reach this manhunk of a lawyer? 1-800-881-2021. 1-800-881-2021. Or visit his manly website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Nation here. I got to tell you this. If you think that this Griffin thing, this Kathy Griffin, it's not my fault deal, is singular, is exclusive to her and her idiotic lawyer, you're wrong. This is the thing. This is typical leftist behavior. And right now, the queen of it all is not Kathy Griffin, but Hillary Clinton. And I'll tell you, you know it's bad because the left are actually turning, Democrats are turning on Hillary. I don't have time to play you all these different clips, but I've got a great little, we'll call this a sampler of some of the reasons. Now, Hillary got asked here, She got asked on Wednesday to explain why she lost. And here is a little potpourri of excuses, reasons for her crushing defeat in November.
We don't probably have enough time for everything, but at some point, it sort of bleeds over into misogyny. I have my complaints about former Director Comey. I had no control over the Russians. The use of my email account was turned into, you know, the biggest scandal since Lord knows when. So I'm now the nominee of the Democratic Party. I inherit nothing from the Democratic Party. It was bankrupt. It was on the verge of insolvency.
Yeah.
Its data was mediocre to poor, non-existent, wrong.
No passwords.
I had to inject money into it. No, they're going to be much more skeptical and critical of somebody who doesn't look like and talk like and sound like everybody else who's been president.
What does that even mean, that last bit? Somebody that doesn't look like, talk like? Oh, is that another misogyny comment? I don't even know. It's starting to get gratuitous. I honestly, it's sad. The simple deal is this. If Hillary Clinton had hired me to be her communications director, she would have won. I would have told her on day one, hopefully it would have been sometime before the election, day one, just come clean, apologize, take responsibility for the emails. It would have taken, that's one thing. She could have taken that off the table from the get-go. So the irony here is, everybody's talking about Hillary Clinton not taking responsibility for losing. The irony is, she lost because she didn't take responsibility. This is the Russian nesting dolls of failure. Exhibit one. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. I'll be back Monday night, 7 p.m. See you then.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.